today in Washington, D.C., many men, women, boys, and girls will be marching in protest of a great evil in our nation. In 1973, the Supreme Court made it legal for a mother of a baby to end the life of her child. And it breaks the heart of God, and we pray with them that one day that evil will be behind us. Today, though, I want to focus on the reason you have a three-day weekend. Did you guys know you had a three-day weekend? Don't you have Monday off, right? Who knows what Monday is, what day that is that we celebrate? Let's see, yeah? Martin Luther King Jr. Day, right? And let me just say this. Every nation has prophets who speak to them to remind them who they are. And Dr. Martin Luther King was a prophet and a preacher. And there is something about African-American preachers, probably Africans too. We've had our mission. There is something deep in the heart of African-Americans that preaches powerfully. I think I'm African-American in my heart. At least I want to be. August 28, 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King was a part of the Civil Rights Movement. The slaves, that great national shame. Abraham Lincoln in 1863 declared the emancipation of all slaves during the Civil War that was still ongoing. And 100 years later, the nation was still wrestling with the reality that we were not living up to our ideals, that all men are created equal. And let's be honest, that temptation to see others as others, not like us, is deep, and we need to take account of it. Our bishops, in November at their meeting, wrote an apostolic letter, and it's called Open Wide Our Hearts. And I'm going to preach about it this weekend because we need to take stock of the effects of racism in our thoughts and in our minds. And there is no place for racism, of prejudice, because we are all parts of one body. That's the truth that we understand in Christ. And if we could see the international church, if we could see the universal church, we would see that it is just like us, but more diverse. In Africa, almost all the Christians are Africans. No surprise. In Asia, almost all are Asian. In Mexico and Central America and South America, Latino. Western Europe and in Russia, Caucasian, but we are, brothers and sisters, all one. That's the truth. And if we call each other by names that categorize as a member of a particular race or ethnicity, instead of seeing each other with the dignity that we have as sons and daughters of God, then we sin in our hearts against them. And the Lord wants us to repent. Let me just share with you some of what Dr. Martin Luther King said at the Lincoln Memorial in 1963. I'd encourage you to go and listen to it. They've got recordings. I'm not going to do it justice. But I can't not share it. It is so powerful. That's the power coming. I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, he's talking about the challenges that they were feeling in the late 50s, early 60s, even into the late 60s and continue today, of separation, where whites could go to these restaurants and blacks could not, and they couldn't ride in a bus in the same place. I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and little black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be plain and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together. He continues, this is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. That's poetic. It's powerful. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, and to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will one day be free. And this will be the day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, my country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my father died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and every molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And when this happens, and when we allow freedom to ring, and let me add, even in Lansing, Michigan, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. Brothers and sisters, the Lord sees us in our dignity as sons and daughters of God. And he gives us the grace to see each other that way too. If there is any judgmental heart about another because he or she is not the race that we have, ask the Lord to take that away, to help you see them, to see everybody as they really are, as sons and daughters of God. And let us strive to live up to the ideals that our forefathers gave us and that prophets like Dr. Martin Luther King called us into, and our bishops are inviting us to engage, that we might help change the culture, that we will all indeed be judged by the content of our character, not by the color of our skin. Lord, have mercy on us. Help us know your truth and see each other as you do. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. What we learn today in the gospel is that when we sin, we can be forgiven. So whether the sin is stealing or lying or disobedience or racism, the Lord is more ready to forgive than we are to sin. Let's acknowledge our sin. He is faithful and just, and confess our sins, and he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. Let's pray for our nation, that it would honor life and the dignity of every man, woman, boy, and girl. For we are indeed brothers and sisters in Christ.